Grit, the power of passion and perseverance. Angela Duckworth's Grit, the power of passion and perseverance, is a compelling exploration of what truly drives long-term achievement in both individuals and organizations. Her central argument is that success is not solely the result of intelligence, talent, or luck, but instead is built on a combination of sustained passion and unrelenting perseverance, a quality she calls grit. For veterinary professionals in the United Kingdom, this insight is particularly relevant. Whether running an independent practice in the Midlands or leading a large multidisciplinary clinic in London, the emotional demands, clinical pressures, and constant balancing of financial, ethical, and personal priorities require more than just technical skill. They require a mindset that can endure. Duckworth's book is born from her experiences as both a teacher and a psychologist. Early in her career, she noticed that some of her most academically gifted students were not necessarily the most successful. The students who performed best over time were those who worked hard, remained focused, and kept showing up. This observation led her to investigate what lay behind such resilience and why it mattered more than raw ability. Her conclusion was that effort counts twice. Talent may create the potential for skill, but effort turns that skill into achievement. In a veterinary setting, this raises fundamental questions about how we assess success, reward performance, and structure growth, both for individuals and for practices. Duckworth argues that grit can be measured. She developed the Grit Scale, which assesses how consistently someone pursues goals over the long term and how they respond to setbacks. This is not about momentary enthusiasm or working long hours for short-term rewards. Rather, grit is defined by a steady, often quiet commitment to something meaningful over years, sometimes decades. This idea has clear implications for veterinary practice owners. When hiring, promoting, or mentoring team members, grit may be a better predictor of long-term contribution than clinical knowledge or formal qualifications alone. A new graduate with moderate confidence but high perseverance might, over time, outstrip a more polished candidate who lacks staying power. The book also delves into the origins of grit. Duckworth identifies four key psychological assets: interest, practice, purpose, and hope. Interest is where it starts. People who are gritty tend to pursue goals they find intrinsically interesting. In the veterinary world, this often begins with a love for animals. But sustaining that interest through years of anesthetic complications, challenging clients, and business complexity requires more. That is where the second asset, practice, becomes vital. Gritty people are committed to continuous improvement, what Duckworth calls deliberate practice. This means not just repeating tasks, but pushing beyond current ability, seeking feedback, and refining technique. For veterinary teams, this translates into ongoing case reviews, investment in CPD that stretches rather than comforts, and a willingness to examine mistakes not as failures but as opportunities for growth. The third asset, purpose, is arguably the most critical for veterinary professionals. Purpose, in Duckworth's model, means the conviction that your work matters beyond yourself. For a veterinary nurse comforting a grieving client, or a vet doing a midnight cesarean, this sense of purpose is what keeps them grounded. In a leadership context, clearly articulating and reinforcing the practice's core values and mission becomes essential. Leaders must not only model perseverance, but also keep connecting everyday work to something bigger, a vision for better care, better access, or a more sustainable way of practicing medicine. Without this shared sense of purpose, even talented teams can drift into cynicism or burnout. The final asset, hope, may seem softer than the others, but Duckworth makes a strong case for its practicality. Gritty people believe that their efforts will ultimately pay off, even if they cannot see the result immediately. This is not naive optimism. It is a practical, forward-looking mindset that allows people to persist. In a veterinary setting, this shows up in how teams respond to setbacks. An unexpected surgical death, a staffing shortage, or a tough financial month. Leaders who cultivate hope do not ignore these problems, but they frame them within a longer arc of improvement. They communicate that the team can and will get through hard times, and that their efforts matter. Duckworth is careful to point out that grit is not always positive. Perseverance in the wrong direction can become stubbornness or even harm. In the context of UK veterinary practice, this might mean holding on to a failing branch that drains resources or refusing to adapt pricing or service models despite market signals. The challenge for practice owners is to balance perseverance with reflective judgment, knowing when to push through and when to pivot. Grit must be connected to strategy and aligned with purpose, not simply applied indiscriminately. Throughout the book, Duckworth weaves in stories from elite athletes, military leaders, and business people who exemplify grit. But what makes the book particularly useful is how accessible and universal her findings are. She offers practical ways to build grit in both individuals and teams. One such method is the hard thing rule, which she uses in her own family. Everyone must commit to doing something difficult, stick with it for a set period, and cannot quit early. This simple rule fosters discipline, self-awareness, and resilience. In a veterinary team, a version of this rule might involve setting a 6-month clinical project for each staff member, whether mastering ultrasound, leading a sustainability initiative, or mentoring a student, and requiring regular reflection and feedback. It helps develop ownership and build psychological stamina. Duckworth also explores the role of culture. Grit is contagious. When a workplace expects effort and persistence and rewards it, not just results, people rise to meet that standard. High-achieving groups, she explains, tend to be composed of individuals who see themselves as gritty and who are surrounded by peers and leaders who model that trait. In the veterinary context, this means building a culture that celebrates small wins, recognizes behind-the-scenes effort, and supports staff through difficult periods. It also means being honest about what the work demands. Sugarcoating the pressures of veterinary life does not build resilience. It erodes trust. Instead, leaders should speak candidly about the difficulties and explain why the work still matters. Another practical insight from the book is the importance of goal hierarchy. Duckworth argues that gritty people organize their goals into a structure, with lower-level daily tasks connected to mid-level strategic objectives, and all ultimately tied to a top-level purpose. In veterinary business, this could mean ensuring that the day-to-day grind of vaccine reminders, rotas, and invoicing is clearly linked to larger goals, such as building a community-focused practice, improving animal welfare in a particular demographic, or becoming a regional leader in orthopedic surgery. When staff can see how their individual actions contribute to the broader vision, they are more likely to persevere, especially during tough times. In terms of application, grit provides a useful lens for evaluating common veterinary challenges. Take recruitment and retention. A practice that hires based on qualifications alone may find itself with high turnover. A better approach, informed by Duckworth's ideas, would be to look for signs of sustained commitment, appetite for learning, and alignment with the practice's values. Similarly, practices struggling with motivation might ask whether their team feels genuinely connected to the mission, whether effort is meaningfully recognized, and whether opportunities for development are being offered. Another area is client service. Building long-term client relationships, especially in an era of rising competition and price sensitivity, requires grit. It is not enough to offer one-off deals or invest in flashy equipment. What makes clients stay is the consistent experience of care, the sense that the practice is committed, professional, and trustworthy. That kind of service culture, again, must be modeled from the top and reinforced through systems, training, and leadership behavior. Duckworth also offers insights into personal leadership. For practice owners and clinical directors, leading a veterinary business in the United Kingdom can feel overwhelming. The financial pressures, regulatory burden, and emotional load are substantial. Grit encourages leaders to reconnect with their original purpose and to view difficulties not as signals to stop, but as part of the terrain. It suggests developing routines that support consistency, daily planning, weekly review of goals, structured mentoring, and being intentional about resilience. This is not about stoicism for its own sake, but about maintaining direction in the face of uncertainty. Perhaps most importantly, grit invites a redefinition of success. It is not necessarily about rapid expansion, awards, or social media likes. In a veterinary context, success might mean building a practice that stays open, stays kind, and keeps improving, year after year. It might mean supporting a colleague through burnout, helping a client navigate grief, or improving surgical outcomes through persistent investment in training and audit. These are not glamorous victories, but they are the victories that matter. In conclusion, Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance, is a deeply relevant and practically useful book for veterinary professionals in the United Kingdom. It challenges us to think beyond credentials and charisma and to value what truly drives long-term performance: consistent effort, enduring interest, and a sense of purpose. It encourages veterinary leaders to build cultures that nurture resilience, to align daily tasks with meaningful goals, and to model perseverance in their own leadership. At a time when the profession faces significant uncertainty and change, grit may be one of the most valuable qualities we can cultivate, not just in ourselves, but in the teams we lead and the practices we build.